3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I feel like I gotta put on a sweater or something. It's 78 degrees, man. You catch a chill. It is Friday. We have so much that we're going to deal with. I promise you that. But what do we do on Fridays? All of us, all together? At least for me, I wear red. R-E-D. Remember, everyone. Deployed. Started a couple of years ago by a few Marine moms. And so on Fridays, I make it a point to wear something red that is visible. Does me no good if I've got, like, red underwear. I don't own any red. But let's say I owned red underwear. Wouldn't mean anything. Oh, so today I've got a lovely red T-shirt on. R-E-D. Remember, everyone. Deployed. What else? Well, let's see. It's Friday. Well, Friday's a day that ends in Y. So, of course, I'm wearing an assortment of beautiful bracelets from my best buddy down there in Chesterfield, Emily Morrissey, who earlier this week celebrated a birthday, you know that. Emily'sBracelets.com, happy to wear those. Oh, and yeah, my Peppa Pig hat, because, well, nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. It is the final Friday of the month. In just about 30 minutes, we will bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor on Detective Chelsea Tovar of the Major Crimes Unit with the Richmond Police Department. Really just blown away by Detective Tovar, her accomplishments, her ongoing work inside of the Major Crimes Unit. Great, great lady. And that will air at 3:35, 4:35, because it's Friday. My brother from another mother, Stan Andrewski, who during the week is usually found over at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, and Saturday mornings on this very radio station, 8 o'clock, you get to spend time with Stan in the garage. Yeah, in the garage with Stan Andrewski, the best weekend radio show anywhere, will air tomorrow at 8 a.m. with Stan. But at 4:35, Stan's going to be dropping by. Okay. Jim Ryan, the president of UVA, has resigned, to which I say, good riddance. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Get out now, if at all possible. Do you have your stuff boxed up? Because I think we could probably organize a caravan out there to Charlottesville to help you put your garbage into boxes and get you out of town ASAP. Jim Ryan has presided over the destruction of UVA in many ways, placing these absurd DEI policies above everything, including academics and academic standards. So this will be absolutely, positively no loss to UVA. It is a great opportunity for UVA to get a president who actually gives a damn about educating students and holding people to account. The other thing that's happened under Jim Ryan's reign, of course, his reign of error, has been the terrible violence and the coddling of students who are busy working hard to support terrorist organizations. So, again, Jim Ryan handing in his resume. He's not leaving till August. The only thing better than hearing he's leaving in August would be to hear that he's leaving in July or June. So, goodbye. Not the least bit upset to see him depart. We do have an officer with the Chesterfield County Police Department who was shot earlier today. I think you've heard the news accounts of that. I can tell you, having chatted with some folks, he is in good condition. He's going to be fine. His family is doing well. And that's about it for right now. But I would ask you, please, if you are so inclined, remember him in your prayers, because he's going to need, you know, he's going to need prayers to get through this. His family's going to need prayers to get through it. And, just step up to the plate, okay? Can we keep our attention in Chesterfield for a couple of moments? I know major, major wins at the Supreme Court, and we'll talk about those. But let's stay focused on Chesterfield County for a couple of moments. Amanda Pohl, who is Chesterfield County's circuit court clerk and a big time far left progressive Democrat has announced that her office is not working with ICE in any way. As we know, Immigration and Customs Enforcement have been at the Chesterfield County Courthouse locking up criminals. Oh, the horror. I will remind you, despite what Ms. Pohl seems to believe here, this happens all the time. Every day of the week, in every courthouse around America, if someone in that courthouse has a warrant of some sort, they are served and or arrested. Happens every day. There's nothing out of the ordinary here. If you Monday, show up in court anywhere, circuit court, district court, Superior Court, Common Pleas Court. I'm just naming all the names all across the country. Municipal Court, you pick one. Traffic Court. Traffic Court in Philadelphia, we used to serve warrants. Here's one of the reasons why. Number one, you know the person is scheduled to be there. It's one of the few places in the world where the list of attendees is public information. If you have a warrant for a bad guy, and you know bad guy A is actually going to be in courtroom B on Tuesday at 10 a.m., guess what? You're probably going to go and snag him there. But here's what Amanda Pohl, Chesterfield County's circuit court clerk, said. Again, her office is not working with ICE. She described what ICE is doing, in other words, enforcing law, quote, as an unlawful attack on our community and a flagrant disregard for rule of law and due process, end quote. Well, ma'am, let me explain a little something to you about the rule of law and due process, since this is not actually your bailiwick. In fact, let me point out to you what Amanda Pohl says as part of her official website for the Chesterfield County Circuit Court Clerk's Office. Per the Code of Virginia, I'm quoting now, reading right from the site. Per the Code of Virginia, the circuit court clerk is charged with more than 800 statutory responsibilities that are either judicial, non-judicial, or fiscal. The clerk's office is the administrative arm of the circuit court. Administrative. That's all. It's administrative. It is not judicial in any way, shape, or form.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
That's neither good nor bad. It's simply an acknowledgement of what it is, what the circuit court clerk does. Paperwork. It is paperwork. So how then could Amanda Pohl, with exactly 0 days of experience in the enforcement of law as a career, she is a career social worker who has her own business consulting operation. And if you don't believe me, check out pollforclerk.com. She has her life story up there. Sure, she's a very nice person, by the way. She seems like a very nice person. She just, she's completely and totally wrong about what she just said regarding ICE. She's a social worker by training. And she is a repeat Democrat Party candidate for office. She lost to Amanda Chase in the run for state Senate, District 11. It's back in 2019. She really lost to Amanda Chase. 10-point blowout. Okay. Major loss. She has now announced she is running against, or she would like to run against, Congressman Rob Whitman for the congressional seat that he represents, District 1, the first congressional district in our beloved Commonwealth. So why would a non-law enforcement, non-judicial person, a person whose job is, and no offense here, to oversee the operation of a paperwork enterprise. In fact, as part of her campaign, she made clear that everybody knew. She was qualified for the job because of her extensive administrative experience. So why would she offer an opinion on the legality of what a real law enforcement agency is doing? Well, I'll tell you why. Because she is a politician who is seeking her next office. And for her, she would like to be the congressman from that first district. There you go. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.